Hey there, and welcome to the Event Crushed podcast. Each week, we'll be chatting about all things wedding industry, entrepreneurship, and how to crush it in life and business. I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. Well, hey there, friends. I just wanted to do a super quick disclaimer before I start this next episode. I, as you know, am a very new podcaster, and this is my third episode ever. So I did make a small mistake when I was recording. My microphone had come unplugged, and I plugged it back in and thought everything was fine. This happened right before I started recording. And it turns out that even though I, you know, plugged it back in, thought it was fine, it actually hadn't fully connected. And so my iMac microphone was picking up my voice and not my podcast microphone, unfortunately. So I didn't realize this until I finished recording the whole episode. And I didn't want to redo the whole thing. So I'm hoping that you will give me a little bit of grace in this area with me being a podcast newbie. I really hope this is the one and only time that this happens, but I did just want to let you know the quality of this episode is just not quite as good as the other two that you've heard so far. And thankfully, my amazing sound engineer was able to work some magic. It definitely sounds better than it did right out of the gate, but you just might notice a little bit of a difference in the quality. So wanted to give you a heads up, but I hope you'll still listen and I really appreciate you being here. So yeah, other than that, enjoy the episode and we'll catch you back here next week. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Event Crushed podcast. It's pretty crazy to think we're already on episode 3. Feels like it's flying by. I hope you enjoyed the last episode where I brought my husband Andrew on to talk about his bookkeeping business, and he just gave some really great tips for wedding professionals to just manage their money better, basically. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, I definitely recommend heading over and giving it a listen because there's lots of valuable information and we had a lot of fun. It's fun. We've been married almost 15 years. Coming up in a couple months. And it's, you know, it's just something I never thought we would be doing is sitting down together and recording a podcast. So super fun stuff. Today, I want to talk about something that is, I think, really important. And I haven't heard it. I'm sure there are people who have spoken on this, absolutely. But I haven't heard a ton of content in this regard. So I just wanted to kind of share my thoughts on something. So this is just going to be a solo episode today, and I'm just going to be sharing some thoughts on longevity in the wedding industry, because as we know, many people enter the industry and they're excited and, you know, they're doing all the right things to start their business. And then unfortunately, a year goes by, a few years go by, and they're no longer in business. And I know this from personal experience because I've been running a networking group in my area for 10 years. And the amount of businesses that I've seen come into the group with so much excitement only to then be out of business, you know, a couple of years later or less. I've seen that again and again and again. And it's really sad. And it breaks my heart every time because I get to know these people and I'm excited for them and I start working with them. And then sometimes things just, you know, don't pan out. And it's just a really big bummer. And so as someone who has been in the industry a while, 12 years now, I've definitely learned a thing or two about how to last in the industry and how to make it past that 5-year mark. Because as we know, so many businesses don't make it to 5 years, whether it's in the wedding industry or outside of the wedding industry. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, like a third of new businesses do not last past the first 2 years, and only half of them make it through the first 5 years. So 50% of businesses, by the time they make it to,
or I guess only 50% of businesses make it to 5 years. So that's pretty crazy to think about. So yeah, I'm just going to be sharing my thoughts on this topic and some ideas that I have to help businesses last past that 5 year mark and to make it on to 10, 15, 20 years and beyond. So I have five things that I think business owners in the wedding industry should be doing if they want to last in the industry, if they want to build a really sustainable business that is long lasting. Obviously, there's so many directions that we can go with this. We can talk about, more things regarding finances. We can talk about building teams. We can talk about so many things. But I have, I put together just these five tips and we'll see where we go. So the first thing that I think is important when thinking about longevity in the wedding industry and really making a business that lasts is, and I'm sure, you know, we all know this, this comes up all the time in the wedding industry, but it is such a relational industry and relationships truly are everything. They are so important. And so if you start out your business by building true, long-lasting relationships with other wedding pros, with other businesses, that is going to like launch you into success. If you come in and you're just kind of like, you know, dipping your toe in here and there, not really investing, not really committing in relationships, I just don't think it's going to go super well for you. So I think really coming in and just being super open to building meaningful relationships with others. That can be other wedding business owners, of course, but also other business owners in general. There's a lot of companies that are kind of, you know, wedding industry adjacent that will bring you referrals as well. So having a consistent referral source is so important. No matter how good your SEO is, no matter how great your social media presence is, there are times when you will have a lull in your leads, and having a consistent referral source that sends business your way without you even knowing it, and then you just get an email, you know, popping into your inbox saying, hey, so-and-so recommended you and I wanted to reach out and see if you're available. Or, oh, I was just chatting with this rental company and they said I had to reach out to you. Like, those are the best emails to get. And the only way that that will happen is if you build relationships with those people. So that's the first thing to focus on, is just building relationships. That's going to come in a lot of different ways. Networking is huge. You probably already know by now that I'm huge in networking. And then that is something I have prioritized in my business since day one. And I think it has really paid off. And I look back and I think of all the opportunities that I have that are strictly because of networking and relationships and all the things that never would have happened had I not started engaging Eugene, or had I not really jumped in with both feet into relationship marketing and just networking, and how huge it's been in my business. So specifically speaking, we can talk about, you know, the most important relationships. All, in my opinion, all wedding pro relationships are very important, but the vendors that are booked earlier on in the process potentially will send you more business because they're the ones who are referring and recommending vendors in the early stages. So, you know, that's going to be venues. That's usually the first, you know, thing that couples are booking, as their venue and getting their date set. And then from there, it's going to be their planner and their photographer. So having really good relationships with venues, planners, and photographers in your area is going to be just game changer, because you are going to be either on their referral list, on their venue preferred list, or they're just going to be the first, you're going to be the first people that they are thinking of when they are recommending vendors to their clients. So yeah, those relationships are definitely important. Obviously, florists, caterers, all of them are wonderful, wonderful to have. And you can be referred by any type of vendor. Absolutely. the important thing too with relationships is that you're not just coming at people like, hey, we're this new business, please refer us, especially if they haven't worked with you before. I personally like won't recommend somebody that I haven't worked with. And so having a good method that you're going about connecting with new, as a new business, that you're connecting with vendors in your area, like if you're going to a networking event, being super intentional about those interactions. I would not ever just ask somebody to be on their preferred list or just ask to work with them outright, unless it's, you know, a styled shoot, that kind of thing. If you're planning something and you want to involve people, that is amazing. Definitely, definitely do that. But in the building the relationship stage, you want to get to know that person and their business. You never want to make somebody feel like you just want to get something from them or get something out of that relationship. Of course, you want it to feel like they genuinely care about you. And so approaching it from a place of genuine care and truly wanting to get to know that person and the person behind the business, I think is, of course, the best way to go about it. So, yeah. And then maintaining that relationship. It's not just this, okay, we're going to get to know you and then we'll work together. It's like there is maintenance in that relationship and continuing it on and checking in via email, checking in for coffee chats, all kinds of different things we can do to maintain those relationships and also to stay top of mind too. Because it's easy sometimes to forget about certain vendors if you never see them on social media, if you never see them in person, if they're never at networking events, it's kind of just easy to, they just fall off the radar a bit. And so you always want to stay top of mind with people. So checking in regularly is great and collaborating regularly. And of course, working together when that relationship is built and you're able to refer business to each other, that's when it's just like so much fun and you get to refer and recommend all of your favorite people. So in terms of networking events, I would say too, to be consistent and not just pop in randomly here and there, try to attend on a regular basis because you're going to have a way better chance of actually building those true relationships, meaningful connections if you're going regularly. Because a lot of, you know, say the same people will go each week or each month. And so being able to see them often, again, will keep you top of mind and will just help to build those relationships. So yeah, that's the first thing, just building those relationships, long-lasting relationships that are going to really take you through your business and not being surface level, like going deeper with people, I think is important because we're all real humans that are running our businesses and we all, you know, whole lives behind us. So being able to share and connect with people is amazing. So my next thing I was going to talk about, tip number two for longevity in the wedding industry is, and I know this is a hard one, honestly, because things are constantly changing, especially in technology. There's always new apps, new things, and it can definitely feel overwhelming to stay on top of it all. Like right now, AI is really big and trying to stay up to date on all the new AI trends and what are we doing with AI and how are we using AI in the wedding industry and with weddings. It can be a lot. But I do think it's important to stay on top of these things, to stay educated on these things. Because honestly, if not, like you're gonna fall behind and you're gonna be missing out on some really great opportunities that you otherwise would have had if you would have kind of stayed tuned into what's happening and what's new. But I get it. Like, it's another thing. You know what I mean? Like when Threads came out, it's like, oh, it's another app. Just great. It does definitely feel overwhelming and I get it. But at the same time, I think if we want to last in this industry, we do have to kind of keep trucking along and checking out the new things. And maybe we try it and then we're like, okay, yeah, I tried it. I don't really need this for my business. But maybe we try it and we're like, oh my gosh, this is like a whole new way to bring clients and customers to my business. For example, TikTok, which I can't speak to TikTok because I'm not on TikTok. I have resisted that one, whereas I know a lot of other people have jumped on it and are doing amazing things on it and are using it to, you know, gain clients and make a lot of money, which I think is amazing. And if I had more time in my day, I might consider TikTok, but I have my reasons for personally not wanting to be on that app. So yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And it can be a lot, but just keep an open mind. Don't immediately shut down whenever a new app or a new piece of technology comes out. I think the companies that have refused to adapt are the ones that ultimately are going to fall behind because they're not staying flexible. And I think that's just in and of itself a huge part of this is just being flexible and adaptable and adjusting to new trends and yeah, just being flexible as things go. Because even just in the last few years when Reels were added to Instagram, I know a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, this whole new video thing that we're having to do now. And now it's like Reels are even, they're like performing way less than the main like photo and carousel posts. And it's like, it's been so up and down. And it can be really hard to keep up with it and to know what to focus on and what to do. But I think just being willing to try new things and not just shutting down when we see a new app or a new piece of technology and just keeping an open mind. So that is the second tip for longevity in the wedding industry. The third one I think will be pretty quick. It's really just about showing up consistently. So whatever that looks like for you, because I know, like I said, I'm not on TikTok, but I am on Instagram. And Instagram for me is where I like to show up and share and post. And I'm on there a lot, like more than I should be. That's part of why I'm not on TikTok, because I already spent too much time on Instagram. So having some kind of a plan to show up consistently, one, because you will be rewarded for showing up consistently by more people seeing your content. Because Instagram likes it when people are consistent and not just posting sporadically once this week and then twice this week and then not at all the next week. I know from personal experience, because I've gone through phases of doing that, and my views and engagement just tanks during those times. But when I'm showing up consistently, maybe not every single day, but I'm posting stories and I'm doing feed posts a few times a week and I'm engaging with other people's content, which is, of course, huge too. But those are the things that really help me to be seen and help new clients find me, which is, for me, that's the goal of Instagram, of social media, is one, to build connections with other wedding pros, other vendors, other businesses, and two, of course, to get new business for clients and couples to find me and to ultimately reach out to me and then book me for their wedding or event. So, and I'm sure that's why all of us are on Instagram. Like, we all have the same goal and the same purpose, but I just know showing up consistently is huge. And ultimately, if you're willing to be consistent in that, like, it shows that you are serious and that you take your business seriously and will help to just like extend the life of your business. If you're willing to show up regularly, I think that means that you are like, you have what it takes and you're not just sporadic, like you're serious about this. So I do think that's a part of being lasting in the industry, is just being consistent, showing up regularly. Obviously, we all have like life stuff and health stuff, and we all kind of just like disappear sometimes, but not doing that all the time, you know, being as consistent as possible given our life circumstances. So yeah, that was my quick third one. So the fourth tip that I'm going to share about longevity is being willing to outsource and not trying to do everything ourselves. Because obviously in the early days of business, We are hustling and we're doing it all ourselves. We're doing our own social media. We're answering all of our own emails. We're doing all of our own blog posts. We are coordinating all the weddings or photographing all the weddings or DJing all the weddings, whatever it is, you know, it's us. Like we're we're the person making it happen. But eventually you'll get to a point where that's just not going to cut it. And if you continue on in that way, like if you try to force through and continue on in that, you will definitely face burnout. And that's not fun for anybody. We've all been there, but it's not fun to go through. And it sometimes takes getting to that point that you realize, oh, I can't do this all on my own. I need I need help. I need to bring on team members, which, you know, can look like so many things. For me, the first thing I did was bring on wedding day assistants and interns to help me, you know, with weddings, wedding days, because I'm only one person. I cannot do it all. So having a team on wedding days was the first kind of step I took. And then I hired a virtual assistant who is amazing, and I still use her to this day. And I think I've had her now for 3 years. And I am going to bring her on the podcast. I cannot wait to talk to her. Her name is Darcy, and she's just an incredible virtual assistant. So yes, she'll be coming on in a future episode, and she's going to share with us some of her expertise and what to look for in a VA and how to know if you're ready to hire a VA and all of that fun stuff. So anywho, outsourcing. Yes. So hiring a virtual assistant is one way that you can do that. Growing a team. So what I did after that was to hire an associate coordinator so that I no longer had to be the one at every single wedding. So now I have, you know, my own weddings, and then my associate Callie has her own weddings, and we can also, that opens up the ability to do more than one wedding in a weekend now. And so yeah, that's been a game changer for sure. So whatever it looks like for you to take some things off of your plate so that you can still be the business owner and, you know, whether you're a parent or a husband or a wife or what have you, be the best version of that that you can be. Outsourcing will allow you to do that because you won't be trying to do everything in the business while also running the business and executing everything in the business. Like, that's just not sustainable. So yeah, eventually you'll get to a point and you will just know it is time. It is time to outsource. And oh, another example of that would be what me and Andrew talked about in the last episode, like outsourcing a bookkeeper or an accountant or a tax professional to come on your team and help you with those things that maybe have become a burden to you that you really don't enjoy doing. And so outsourcing those things, that's another way that you can outsource. There's a lot of different ways, but, and it's going to look different for every person. So we are on to number 5, and I love this one. This is probably one of my favorites. Never stop learning, growing, evolving. I just think, I really believe we are never done improving. We're never done growing. I personally have gone through so many iterations of my business, and it's evolved so much over the years, and it's grown in so many different ways, and also like scaled back in different ways. And there's been so many just changes that I've made to make it better and to make my life better and my family's life better. And that's what I love about being a business owner, is because we have the freedom to do that. We can make those decisions and make those choices, and we can scale back or we can grow. And I think just the openness to that, and not just being set in your ways and just saying, well, this is just how my business is and this is how I run it, and that's just how it is and it's never going to change. Like being flexible, like I mentioned earlier, and open to how it could change and what life could be like if you maybe considered some different options. There's so many, you know, possibilities. I personally love like you know, staying educated on different topics in the wedding industry. I love going to wedding industry conferences like Wedding MBA in Vegas every November. I love, just always learning, growing. I have taken, you know, who knows how many courses to better my business and the way that I serve my couples and my clients. And this year, well, I guess at the end of last year, I did something that I had wanted to do for a really long time. And then I finally did it, which was hiring a business coach, which has just been incredible for me and learned so much in a short time. And it's really just pushed me, you know, to evolve and grow even more. And for example, you know, I'm having the rental company and then making that decision to sell the rental company, which on one hand, it's like, oh, this is downsizing my business. It's downsizing my income. There's these huge changes coming and it was scary, but I also know like the kind of life that I want my family to have. And I knew that I wanted to not be tied down to a warehouse location and I wanted to have more freedom in our lives. And for me, it was totally worth it. And yes, it came with sacrifices, but ultimately I know that that's going to allow me to last longer in this industry. And so it was the best decision that I could have made. And I just think that goes, you know, for anybody who feels stuck in something or isn't liking how something is going, you can change it. You can grow your team. You can downsize your team. You can stop serving a certain type of client. You can only offer a specific service and not all the services you've been offering. For example, I used to, for a while, before I hired my associate coordinator, I stopped offering wedding management and partial planning, and I only offered full service because full service is what I am really passionate about and it's the level of service that I love working with my clients. And so I just stopped offering the other services and it was great. I was super scared. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get enough full service weddings this year. What am I going to do? And then it was like immediately when I stopped offering those services, I just started booking all these amazing full wedding clients that were like dream clients of mine. And it just worked out that way. So that's it. We have the ability to evolve and grow and make our businesses better. And that I think will really serve us to last in this industry because we can just continue to grow and evolve as we want to, and as it serves us and our family and our clients and all of that. So yeah, having a growth mindset, of course, is huge. It's something that I'm teaching my daughter about a lot at 11 years old. She's been learning a lot about that lately. And yeah, I think there's some people in the industry who kind of just think, well, I know it all. I have it all figured out. And it's like they're not willing to humble themselves and to learn. And I don't know. I don't know if it's because they've been in the industry so long and they're just like, yeah, I've seen it all. I just, you know, I've got it all figured out. I've experienced it all and I don't really need to educate myself anymore. I don't need to grow. But I think that's really detrimental because at that point, I think that's just a path to failure, unfortunately. So being able to humble ourselves to continue to learn, I never want to stop learning. I never, ever want to believe that I have it all figured out or that I know it all, because I know that I never truly will. Things are always changing. Things are changing in weddings. Things are changing in technology. Things are always evolving. And so with that, I will continue to educate myself and grow right along with the rest of the industry. So those are my five tips. If I could sum it up in one, it would be a big part of it would be to be flexible, be open, have open hands. Do not be clenching your fists tightly to what you know right now. Have open hands and be willing to go with the flow. That's what we're doing here. So, okay, well, that is my episode. Thanks again for listening. This has been really fun, these first few episodes. So I hope you will continue to listen. And if you have any topics that you want to hear about, if you have any questions, I would love to do like a Q&A episode. I think that would be really fun. And yeah, go ahead and just shoot me a message on Instagram. You can also email me at becky@eventcrush.com, and I would love to connect with you. So yeah, thanks again, and we'll chat again soon. All right, bye.